In the Bible, faith is trust. And the Bible has much to say about faith and trusting on God. Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about trusting on God. The psalmist in Psalm 84, verse 12, said, Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. In the Bible, the word faith is an old English word for trust. As a matter of fact, there are three words in the New Testament scripture which all mean trust, and that trust is on a person, and it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, the three manifestations of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all in one. It's an important thing to trust on God. There is an admonishment about it in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to Him, and He will make straight your path. In other words, He will show you what to do. We should begin every day in our prayer life with submission to God. New Testament scripture also says, submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. He will run from you. But when will he run from you? When you submit to God first. Once you submit, then you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You might say, well, Bern, is that really true? The Bible says so. It's in the Bible. When it's in the Bible, God's position is, God is not a man that he should lie, the scripture says. And for those who doubt, God continues and says, let God be true and every man a liar. So we see that faith is a big thing with God. It's important. New Testament scripture also tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it also tells us all that is not of faith is sin. So the word faith is an old English word which means to trust. The word faith, the word believe, and the word trust are three words in the New Testament that all mean the same thing, trust. And as I said before, that trust is on a person, and his name is Christ Jesus, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs 28:26, the Holy Spirit, who is the author of Scripture, has much to say about those who do not trust in God, but trust in themselves, rely on their own understanding, walk in their own ways, full of doubt and unbelief. Listen to what verse 26 of Proverbs 28 says. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Now, that last part of that verse, those who walk in wisdom, is that part is speaking about the wisdom of God. The wisdom given to you by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God or by His direct witness to your spirit, your conscience. And notice how that verse ends. Those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. God keeps and protects those who trust on Him. In Proverbs 11:28, the Holy Spirit warns us, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. In Psalm 9, verse 10, we read, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Here we see the relationship between trusting God and His faithfulness to us, never to forsake us, to always be with us, to always defend us, to always provide. So, trust is extremely important to God. The psalmist in Psalm 31:14 said, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. Let me ask you a question. What is your God? Is your God some false God somewhere? Is it your money? Is it sex? Is it perversion? Is it womanizing? You see, we can make an idol of just about anything. And we can make a god out of anything that you prize as your own, or that you take inordinate affection toward, or that you place in a place of honor before God, even if it's in your heart. So when God sees that, He concludes that we have an idol, a false god, in front of Him. It's a violation of the first commandment. You will have no other gods before me. We can make a god out of anything. Money, sex, material things. I could keep going and going and going. But those things will never satisfy. And the reason those things will not satisfy is because you are not looking for a material thing or an experience to fulfill you. You are looking for a person to fulfill you. And the only person that can fulfill you is Father God, the God of the universe, His Son, the Son manifestation, the Lord Christ Jesus, and His Holy Spirit. Once you understand that, you will discover that God is there for you, that He is real, that He is personal, and that He wants a relationship with you and with me. And so we discover that if we turn our minds, our hearts, our spirit towards seeking God, and we trust. Now notice what the key element is. Trust. That's what faith is. On Him to reveal Himself to us, then He does it. So the next question that comes up is, are you willing to trust God? You see, without trusting God, you cannot get anything from God, because God is a faith God. He wants your trust. In other words, He doesn't want you leaning on your self-effort to try to clean yourself up to go to Him. He doesn't want you leaning on your self-effort to clean yourself up from sin. You can't do that. No man can do that. God has to clean us up. God wants to take you to the Father. If He can take you to the Father, you get heaven also. It's like the frosting on the cake. On the other hand, if you want to walk your walk through life without God in your life, you will discover that all of your life, you will notice that there is something missing within you. You will have an emptiness. You will have difficulty putting your finger on, identifying, that is, what is going on and what has happened to you. What is the missing thing that doesn't fulfill you? Because only God can fulfill. So we have a decision to make. And that decision is based on Holy Scripture that tells us that we must receive Christ by grace, God's favor and love, power and victory toward you and me, which you and I cannot deserve. By grace, through faith, which is what? Trust. And that trust is on a person, and His name is Christ Jesus. So here's the deal. If we transfer our trust from ourselves and our own self-effort to save ourselves or to walk through life under our own understanding, and instead transfer our trust, our faith, to Christ to save us, to clean us up, to cleanse us of all sin, to give us the free gift of eternal life, which we cannot earn or deserve, by trusting on Him, in other words, transferring our trust to be saved of sin from our own effort to Jesus, to let Him clean us up and take away our sin by His finished work of the cross, where He took all sin of all men, all time, all sin upon Himself. Then we let Christ live His life in us and through us. So what is Jesus asking when He says for us to trust on Him? He's saying simply this: surrender your life to me, give me your life, and I will give you my life. In other words, do you want a changed life? Aren't you sick and tired of all of the sin, all of the trying to clean yourself up, all of the self-efforts that never seem to work or bring you anywhere, spiritually that is? God's trying to show you and me that we can't do it. The Scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Scripture says the wages of sin is death. The Scripture says those who hope on the Lord shall not be disappointed. But guess what? Those who trust on the Lord shall be saved. He has to do it in us and through us. And that is a change of attitude followed by a surrender, inviting Christ into the heart to be personal Lord and Savior, and then trusting that from that day forward, He will be always with you, that He has paid the price of all sin, yours and everyone else's, once for all men, once for all sin, once for all time, and that He continues to do so as He walks with you and guides you and moves you to do things and provides for you all of your life until you are safely home in glory in heaven with the Father and with Him and with your loved ones who have gone before you. So it's a changed life by an exchanged life. Do you trust Jesus enough to surrender your life to Him? Many people have this idea that if they surrender their life to Jesus, that they have to give everything up that they've ever earned for, that they've got to give everything up that they ever had pleasure in or an interest in, and none of that is true. That's a lie of the devil. You don't have to give everything up. When you surrender to Christ, all you have to do is to walk with Him, pray to Him in your own words, confess your sins regularly in your own words. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is quick and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who will do it? He will do it. And if we understand that it is all of Him and none of us, then we understand that what He is doing is He is working holiness in us, because Scripture says, without holiness, no man will see God. So the changed life for the exchanged life, that is, you give Christ your life, He gives you His, doesn't mean that you have to give up everything that you like or everything that you've worked for. He's not asking you to go to a monastery or to live in a cave or anything like that. Holiness is all He's asking. And what is holiness? Holiness is separation from the evil things of the world and making a conscious effort to stay away from them, and separation to God. God gives you 7 days of the week, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, 60 seconds every minute, and every second and moment. He keeps your heart beating and your lung breathing. And Father God always has required worship. And Scripture says, forsake not the assembly of the brethren. So if you truly trust and God gives you the 7 days of the week, all those hours of the day, all those minutes, all those seconds, can you not give Him back a little time once a week in worship? I'm sure you can. What will God do? By your trust on Him, He will work His life in you and through you. God has a wonderful plan for your life by your trust on Him. In Jeremiah 29, we read, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. That's God speaking. God knows what your needs are. His plans for you are to bless you. And I promise you, from personal experience, His plans for your life are better than any plans that you could have for your own life. So the changed life comes by an exchanged life, exchanging your life by surrendering it to Him and asking Him to give you His life and giving Him permission to live His life in you and through you. That's what it's all about. And the heart of it all is trust. God wants to be trusted. That's what faith is. You are saved by grace, God's love and favor to you, through faith, by trusting Him. Faith is trust, and God wants yours. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Today is as good a day as any to invite Christ into your heart and to let Him reveal Himself to you as a living person. All the other gods who claim to be gods in this world are false gods. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. And if you reach out to Christ, he will give you a personal experience of him so that it proves to you that it's all real. Guess what? Buddha can't do that. Ramakrishna can't do that. Confucius can't do that. Mohammed can't do that. The Pope can't do that. I can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. And he will for the asking. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.